Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's happening, everybody? Shalom to you. This is Bishop Kevin Foreman, the People's Bishop, Pastor of Harvest Church, leader of the Harvest Leadership Network, and host and presenter and speaker and all of that for the Bishop Kevin Foreman Leadership Podcast. Welcome. I'm super excited that you're listening today. As we get ready to end 2023, I believe that the best of this year is saved to the last of this year. And one of the things that's going to bring the best in your life is knowing exactly what needs to be cut or what needs to be pruned. So for every leader, these are the questions you've got to be asking yourself. Let's pray. God, I pray that today's podcast, you lock this principle in us so that we realize it's our way up, so that we realize it's our way for progress, so that we realize it's our great way to have success in everything that you called and ordained for us to do. I pray for every world-changing, history-making, curse-breaking leader that's listening right now. I pray that you would continue to advance them, that they would continue to develop into everything you called, created, planned, set up the blueprints for them to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, listen. If you're not connected to the Harvest app, get it. The app is where it's at. To get it, just text Harvest to 55498. You get the Harvest mobile app. There's tons of resources in there. Spiritual gifts test, love languages test, music, messages, podcasts. So many resources that are in there to help you to grow and to develop. Listen, this podcast is all about helping leaders to go further faster as we seize the harvest, change regions, and we really see God do some amazing things in and throughout leadership. You know, whenever God wants to get something done, he sends a leader. That's why we're empowering leaders to change regions and seize the harvest. You are needed. You are necessary. What you do is important. I want to encourage you. I still do one-on-ones. As full as my schedule is, I still make it my business to do one-on-ones. And I want to encourage you, if you need one, to set one up. And you say, Bishop, how do I know that I need one? Everybody, honestly, should do one at some point in the year, at least one. Why? It's going to give you the tools and resources you need, not just from a spiritual perspective, but I mentor executives, business owners, Fortune 500 companies, multimillionaires, billionaires, you name it. We impact people who are just getting started, people who feel like, you know, they're never going to make it. I mean, everybody. And what I love about the one-on-one sessions is that because we're spiritual, that it's not just practical, but it's also spiritual. Everything's going to have a spiritual basis. And so I encourage you to be a part of that. So many amazing praise reports come in all the time. For people that are connected to Harvest, I believe your praise report is next. You can check those out in our app or our website. Also, there's tons that are available there for you to listen to. I just want to read you one because it always blesses me to see how God is moving in the lives of the people connected to Harvest Church. And here's one. This is amazing. It says, Faithful Givers Flourish. I had to verify and re-verify before submitting this report because at first I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I remember that I'm a child of God and I've been consistent and faithful since joining Harvest. I reminded myself that Bishop reminds us daily that faithful giving changes lives and that faithful givers flourish. Short story, consistent tithing plus consistent sowing divided by studying the word, praise and worship equals student loan forgiveness for both my loans and the loans I took out to assist with my son's education. Here's the shout, totaling over $300,000. That is amazing, you all. Listen, so many praise reports like that. I believe yours is next, but you unlock it with your faithful giving. You know, the Bishop Kevin Foreman Leadership Podcast is provided to you, and it's sown into you, really, because of the faithful giving of people connected to Harvest. So I want to encourage you, bless what blesses you. You can go to harvestchurch.church, tap give to give that way. You can, as of this podcast, you can text the amount to 84321, tap the link. And when you see Harvest Church, enter Harvest Church, and when you see our V logo, you know that's where you want to be. You can use Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman, F-O-R-E-M-A-N with the number 2. You can mail it in to us, P.O. Box 441004, Aurora, Colorado, 844. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, that's available. The email for all of those is hello@harvestchurch.church. Or you already heard me mention the app. You can just use the give button there in our app. And I want to encourage you today as you prepare to sow. We're focusing on this year-end offering. So $202.40. Maybe you want to join me and do $2,024 to end this year strong and then to sow into your new year. So I want to encourage you to do that. You say, Bishop, I don't have that. Well, you get your best and you sow your best. I can promise you this leadership principle is going to bless you today. All right, let's jump into it. It's called this. The pruning leader. This means to cut. This means to cut. And every leader that's going to be successful, every leader that is going to accomplish something is going to need to know how to cut things. They're going to need to know how to get rid of things that are not productive, that are not fruitful, that are not creating the desired result. And so I want to jump into this principle because I know that many people, in fact, I won't say many, everybody has something that they need to cut. Everybody has something that they need to cut. And I want to give you these principles on needing to, or knowing what you need to cut in your organization. So whether you're a leader in arts and entertainment, business, education, family, government, media, or church, there's something that needs to be cut. So here's the spiritual principle. In 1 Corinthians 11:31, it says, "For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged." Judge there means to cut. In other words, he says, either you're going to be cut, it's going to be a self-cut or a sovereign cut. A self-cut or a sovereign cut. A self-cut or a sovereign cut. if you self-cut, the Bible says he won't have to do it. But if you don't do it, he will do it. This principle is called pruning. And we see this in John 15:2. Jesus said, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit." Which means pruning is a compliment. It's not a punishment. Pruning says you've already been growing. Now we need to do this. We need to cut away dead or overgrown branches or stems to increase fruitfulness and growth, which means a delayed cut will become a distraction. A delayed cut will become a distraction. So the question you have to ask yourself as a leader is, what's not going to make the cut in 24? Think of it like a sports team. There are certain players that don't make the cut. So they're not able to go into the next season or the next game or what have you because they didn't make the cut. It doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they're no longer a fit for the formula. Woo! It doesn't mean they're bad. It just means they no longer fit the formula that we're using to get victory and strategy. So as a leader, you got to know that when you begin to ask this question, you start with yourself. It's easy to look at your organization or your business or whatever you're over, but really you need to start with yourself and say, what in me needs to change? What in me needs to be cut? I want you to know up front, pruning can be overwhelming, but it's not. It's just uncomfortable. And great leaders learn to live in a place called, I'm not comfortable. They learn to live in a place called, there's discomfort. They learn to live in a place called, I'm uncomfortable, because you can't have change and comfort in the same place. And every leader's assignment is to ultimately be a change agent. If you are only maintaining, you're not a leader, you're a manager. I'm gonna back it up and say it again. If you're only maintaining, you're not a leader, you're a manager. Leaders need to both manage and lead, but managers don't necessarily always have the gifts or skills to lead because they're simply focused and tasked on maintaining something. You have to both maintain what you have accomplished and then advance further with what you're desiring to accomplish. The other thing you need to know about pruning is that it may feel like loss. Man, we got to cut this person. Man, we got to cut this program. Man, we got to cut this. But it's not loss. Really what pruning is subtracting the lesser to add the greater. You're subtracting the lesser to add the greater. And if you don't prune, what's going to happen is you're going to put energy and effort and nutrients and time and skills and thoughts into things that have already died. So let me give you A, B, C, D, things you need to cut. Number one, all right, this is not me cussing. I'm just giving you Bible. Deuteronomy 22:10. Thou shalt not plow with an ox and an ass together. All right, number one, asses. Okay. When you think of ass is a metaphor, and we're going to use donkey, is a metaphor for a stupid person, place, thing, or idea. And the Bible forbids us to plow with an ass or a donkey. Here's what that word plow means. To be together with, to plan with, to build with, to conspire, to be silent with matters that should be discussed with the superior with. I know, right? All of that is in this definition. To quit that which you were committed to with, to be alone with, or to ignore leadership's direction with. The Bible says we are forbidden to do those things with an ass or a donkey. So you need to ask yourself, what's stupid? What's happening that's stupid? Like, are you spending $100, and let's just use something crazy like this. Are you spending $100 a month for a program you don't use? That's stupid. Cut it. That's a donkey. Cut that. That's dumb. It's stupid. All right? It does not make sense. Are you constantly running after people who ignore your messages? It's stupid to keep messaging them. That's dumb. Stop it. Here's the second thing. So that's A. That's A. All right? Here's the second. Is bitterness. Okay? You need to cut bitterness. Bitterness is angry, hurt, or being resentful because of past experiences or the feeling or perception of unjust treatment. What's important to understand is that bitterness is like drinking poison. And you can't control what happens when you ingest poison, but you don't have to drink everything that's set in front of you. So what bitterness over the last year or even years of your life do you need to get rid of? What do you need to change? What are you still angry about? Let it go. What are you still hurt about? Let it go. What are you still resentful about? Let it go. See, when you let it go, you can actually move forward. Because when you're bitter, it's like trying to walk forward while looking backward. It's like trying to drive, but you're not looking at your windshield. You're looking at your rearview mirror. You need to cut bitterness. Here's C, crazy confessions. As a leader, what you confess and what you speak doesn't just affect you. It affects the entirety of your organization. So as a leader, what do you need to cut? What do you need to cut in terms of your confessions? What have you been speaking? Proverbs 6:2 says, you are snared by the words of your mouth. You are taken by the words of your mouth. Wow. Right? What crazy things have you been speaking about your business, about your family, about your organization, about yourself? Crazy confessions means that's negative. Like, okay, don't say something like this. These people are crazy. Okay, well, that's why you have crazy people. Now, you not saying it, is it going to change the fact that you're going to encounter some crazy people? Sure. But don't let them become crazy because you confessed it. Don't let them become crazy because that's what you called in the spirit, right? Just like saying, this economy is not good. The devil is alive. For me, it's amazing. As a leader, you got to say, this is an amazing economy. I mean, it's always working for my good. Man, I can win in any market. You need to know that. Why? Romans 8:28, God makes all things work together for your good. Here's the final one, and I'm going quick because as a leader, one, I need you to just get to action. Don't sit in the paralysis of analysis. Let's move quickly to action. D, distractions. And I mentioned this earlier, delayed cuts become distractions. Delayed cuts become distractions. Now, in Galatians, the Apostle Paul says this, you were running well. He said, but who hindered you? Who distracted you? Who distracted you? In other words, your distractions are always going to come. You're always going to come through a person, through a person, through a person. Whatever the enemy wants to distract you, it's going to come through a person. That's Galatians 5:7. In other words, as a leader, you have to recognize that sometimes, and let's prove this point. As a leader, there's been times where you have had to deal with certain people and just dealing with them took so much of your energy. Just looking at their text message vexed you. Just interacting with them. So you need to cut the distractions. Anything that's not helping me to get to where I'm going, I need to cut it. But here's a better question, leader. Not just do I need to cut the distraction, do I have clarity on where I'm going? If you don't know where you're headed, you'll let anybody give you directions to head anywhere. I pray, God, that you lock this lesson in. So much revelation shared over these last 13 or 4 minutes. My God, I pray that you lock this lesson into every leader and that they immediately go from analysis and awareness to action. Analysis and awareness to action. Now that they know what they need to cut, give them clarity on what needs to be cut, how it needs to be cut, in Jesus' name. Let me say this as sort of a bonus principle to this podcast. There are certain things that it doesn't need to be cut in totality. It's just the way it's done. So let's just use a restaurant. Maybe you don't need to cut your macaroni and cheese. Maybe you need to cut it to where you're making it to order for every person. Did you catch the principle? See, I didn't cut the macaroni and cheese. I just made it more efficient by making one pan and serving that pan to each customer. Now, we can heat it up for each customer, but we're not going to make it for each customer. That's ineffective. It's going to have long wait times. Customers are going to have to wait too long. So by the time they get it, they're not going to want the food. They're going to be tired. They're going to be complaining. They're going to say it takes too long to get your food. Let me give you another example. In ministry, all right, I can use this as an example. So announcements are important, right? And so I can think back over the years of Harvest. So years and years ago when we started, we used to have a person read the announcement. Then we went into video announcements, like a newscast. Then we had all these different things that we did. But through the years, I just would pay attention to the fact that if I didn't say it, many times people wouldn't pay attention to it. So we needed to change how we did it, how we approached it. And that's a constant evolution. That's a constant change. But what we recognize is that when I say it, is that, you know, people, Bishop said this, Bishop said that, Bishop said that. You do it another way, sometimes it's going to still require reinforcement. I encourage you to not think you have to cut the baby and the bathwater. Maybe you just need to clean the baby and refresh the bathwater. Did you get the point? Listen, if this leadership podcast bless you, I want you to do a few things. Number one, leave a 5-star review. That helps us to reach more people. Number two, share it with somebody. Don't just eat and say, ooh, this was good, and not share it. And then number three, I want to encourage you to sow. Again, we're focusing on this year-end offering, $202.40. Maybe you want to do 2024. If you don't have that, you get your best and you sow it. And you simply make this declaration with your seed. I'm pruning. I'm pruning. I'm cutting some things because I want to have a better 24. 23 was amazing. It was record-breaking. It really, really was. For myself, for all of the Harvest organization, it was an amazing record-breaking year. For 17 years, we have had double-digit growth every year. To God be the glory. And I pray that as you sow in the Harvest, that same grace that's on Harvest would be on you. Shalom to you. Go to harvestchurch.church to sow. Use the Cash App, $ Bishop Foreman with the number 2 at the end. PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify, that's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. Or again, do it from our app. Text Harvest to 55498. Listen, I'll see you next year. I'll talk to you next year. This is the Bishop Kevin Foreman Leadership Podcast.